In September of 1937, what, 75,000 of the 87,000 workers at Rouge were laid off?
That's right.
That's just an amazing figure there. I mean, that's like, good gosh, 80% or more. This led to a whole lot of other things, didn't it? It led to the Battle of the Overpass, and all. When, you know, how did this come about, and was this really the Depression, or was this an effort to break union organizing in Ford plants?
Well, Ford was trying to prove he would go to any extent to stop the union. And I think what he was trying to say is, I don't care how public the figures are, I don't care if you have clergy on your picket line, we will bust heads with impunity. And it backfired in the Battle of the Overpass, because you can bust heads of the clergy, and there were women. There were 50 women on the picket who were handing out leaflets, beaten black and blue. But what he hadn't figured on was there were photographers there, and when he beat up the photographers, that doesn't sit so well with the public, because one of the photographers got away with film. He drove at 90 miles an hour. He was with the Detroit News, managed to get to a police station, hid inside the police station while the thugs were trying to track him down. Got the film, and it was sent around the world. Time Life magazine had full spreads on Battle of the Overpass, and the whole world could see this stark contrast of the union organizers coming peacefully to leaflet, and all of a sudden 400 thugs appeared out of nowhere, busting heads. One of their top organizers was killed, J.J. Kennedy, and the others, Reuther, Frankenstein, others were there. The pictures of the before and after were just broadcast around the world. So some people say it was a real turning point in U.S. labor history, because the public saw Ford for what he was at that point, saw the anti-union campaign for what it was, when you had working people honestly trying to make a better life for themselves, and they're beaten back by the richest man in the world with blackjacks and with, you know, thuggery. So it was a real transformation is what the historians say.
Well, we will.